Hello and good morning, you crazy legendary maniacs. This is Dan Blackburn and welcome to another edition of How Legends Are Made. Today, my message is stop. That's right, stop. Stop, stop, stop doing the things that aren't getting you the results that you want. In 1997, I made that choice. I stopped. I had built a ritual, I had built habits in my life that were getting me more and more failure. And it wasn't until I stopped and started doing something new that I started getting the results that I have today, the results to be legendary. I had to stop what I was doing, do something different in order to get the results that I want. Go over to my website, danblackburn.com. More details about me and all of the content is on the site. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And as a dad, as a coach, an author, a mentor, I can't tell you how valuable of a lesson it's been. And I get reminded of this daily. Anybody here a parent? If you're a parent, put your hand up. You know sometimes you have to stop doing what you're doing, try a different strategy, say something differently, do something differently to get a different result. Well, chasing down a legendary life is the exact same thing. You know, it's so funny that we take action, we take massive action. I'm going to work so hard, I'm going to get this done. And I'm not questioning your hard work. Well, maybe some of you aren't working as hard as you can, but you know who you are. But how many people here work hard? I mean, really feel like they put in an 85, 90, 95%, 100% work ethic at what they do. And yet, they keep getting the same results. The results that they feel, that you feel like you're on a hamster wheel. Like you feel like you're not getting anywhere. Put your hand up if that's you. Well, that's me too. There's times in my life that I felt like that 24/7. And there are times now when I feel like that periodically, but I've learned the lessons and I now have identified the messages or the tips or the clues that remind me that I'm on that wheel. And when I'm doing that, I stop. So what one thing in your life now can you stop doing? Stop doing that might help you more than rolling up your sleeves and working harder. See, I'm a huge advocate that we must attract what we want. And I agree with that and I acknowledge that the effort, the focus that I put into something, the commitment I have to it, not only my actions but my thoughts, will in all likelihood happen. Well, if that applies to the things that I want to attract, the legendary things, well, then that same notion has to apply to the things that I'm attracting in my life that I say I don't want. So what do? I stop. So stop doing what you're doing that's getting you the results that you say you don't want. Stop doing what you're doing that's getting you the results that you say you don't want. So if you want to be legendary, be different. Number one, stop following the crowd. Look at the crowd. Look at the people around you. Are they getting what they say they want? Or are they getting more of what they already have? If you notice that, stop doing what they're doing. Stop doing what you're doing. It's often been said that your net worth will be determined by your net work. People you surround yourself with, look around, see what they do. See how they act, see how they perform, see their rituals, their habits. The five people that are closest to you, those are also your rituals, your habits, and most probably, newsflash, your results. Your results. And welcome to your life. Here's your results, because here's your habits and here's your rituals. And why do I know that? Because the five people beside, behind, in front, or around you are doing just that. So stop doing what they're doing. Before you can achieve anything, you have to be different. I mean, that makes sense in the absolute most elementary way. If I want something different, I have to do something different, right? So be that person. Be like Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs did so many things differently. He didn't have fans sometimes in his corner. Sometimes it was a little lonely. But that's okay. Because when you're different, when you're setting a new tone, elevating a new bar, setting a new standard for yourself, you will be alone. You won't have the believers until you've actually made stuff happen. And then people will want to be around you because people want to be around legendary people. You got that right. That's what this is about. I'm not asking you to make changes and stop what you're doing so you can be a little better or you can have a little more of what you want in your life. I'm asking you to follow these steps so you can have a legendary life. I mean legendary, my friends, my followers. Maybe you're listening for the first time. Maybe you're thinking, wow, this guy has got lots of energy. Well, yeah, because I'm so excited about my legendary life and helping you build a legendary life. In 1997, when I hit rock bottom, I had nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nada. Sleeping on a friend's sofa. No money, no resources, no team. I mean, I had love. I had a family around me. But I had no team that was going to help elevate my game to teach me how to be legendary. I figured it out on my own. Since then, I've helped thousands of people do it. So I'm doing the same thing with you. So yeah, darn right, I'm passionate. I'm excited. I'm fired up. Because I know that these tools will help you. So stop doing what you keep doing. Unless, of course, you want to keep getting the same results. And then, by all means, knock yourself out. So stop doing what you're doing. Look around at the five people. Look at the habits they have. And if you're really committed to something different, then make a change. The next thing is start small. Start small. I know we say, go big or go home. How many people have heard that? Go big or go home. Well, let's start small, people. I mean, come on. Let's start small. I say that one, the number one, the numero uno tip of uber successful, legendary, super powerful, legendary people is every day they make their bed before they leave their house. So be that person. That's small, right? Make your bed. How's that going to make me more successful? How's that going to make me legendary? Well, trust me, it starts small and grows and grows and grows. Nothing breeds success like progress. Nothing breeds success like progress. If you're not getting what you want in your life, make your bed. Yeah, booyah, booyah. Make the bed. Start there. Start small. I mean, here's the funny thing. People want success. They want results immediately. And yet, if you look at your life, it's taken you time. Maybe 20 years, maybe 10 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 40 years. But it's taken you time to get what you have. Now, someone's at the back of the room says to me, yeah, but Dan, I don't want what I have. Well, that's okay because you can change it. But the other thing, the next piece, is to absolutely be honest with yourself. Because successful people are usually the only ones who acknowledge that they created what they have. Let me say that again. Successful people are usually the only ones in the room who will acknowledge that they create what they have. So anything that you have in your life that you say you don't want, you've created. It's taken you time. It's taken you habit, ritual, over and over. Do it again and again and again and again to get you to where you are. But the amazing thing is that process has proven itself to work for you. It's proven. It works. That is a successful process. Yes or yes? Yes. Booyah. It's successful because it's worked for you. You have years and years and years of evidence. Years. years of evidence that you have the ability to build a ritual and a habit, follow it consistently, and get results. Get the results that you have, that you're living today. So if it worked for you before, it will work for you again. All you have to do is change the variables. You just have to plug in different things, different habits, and different rituals, and you'll get a different result. Isn't it easy? Yeah, Matt, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Change the variables. You've proven to be successful at following rituals. You've been proven to be successful at following habits. So use the same success, the same fortitude, the same commitment, the same dedication that you've applied at other times in your life that you're using now, but stop the habits and stop the rituals and replace them with different habits and different rituals, and you'll get better, different, legendary results. That's it. So everybody, stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Start doing things differently. Stop following the crowd. Stop following the crowd. You be the leader. Be the leader for you. Be the leader for your life, for the things that you want. Make that choice. You deserve that. There's no crowd more powerful in your life than the crowd within you. The seeds of your legendary life are inside of you. Those are the seeds that you need to cultivate, you need to fertilize, you need to care for, nurture, and grow. You be the leader. You set the trend. And start small. Start small every single day. Get momentum. It took you years to get the momentum you have, and you started small. It was one thing, then another, then another, then another. So do it again. Repeat the process. Just change the variable. Repeat the process. Change the variable. Repeat the process. Change the variable. And be honest with yourself. Simple. If something in your life isn't working, be honest with yourself. You want something bigger, greater, better, legendary? Be honest with yourself. Reach up and grab it. Reach up and grab it. It's yours. It's right there. You just have to own it. You have to claim it. You have to pick it up. And the way you pick it up is follow these steps. Be legendary. Be legendary. This is Dan Blackburn, danblackburn.com. Be sure to leave comments on this podcast. And always be legendary, baby. Dream. Plan. Execute yourself to an amazingly legendary life. You can do it. Talk soon. Have a great day.